Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast, episode number 207, all about why wedding pros don't reach their goals so you can avoid these mistakes for yourself.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Heidi Thompson, and I am all about helping wedding professionals just like you build six and multi-six-figure businesses without working all the time. So setting goals has a lot to do with that. You know where you want to get to, or maybe you have an idea, but I find that most wedding pros, most people, to be honest, that set goals don't reach them. And there's a few reasons why. And I'm going to go through those today. You may already know what this is if you went through my Plan Your Best Year Challenge. Sorry, Plan Your Most Successful Year Challenge that just wrapped up last week. And if you did join in that, I hope you learned a ton. We covered a lot during that challenge. And in that challenge, I also let you know that the price of the Wedding Business Collective is actually going up on December 16th, 2021. So if you're listening to this the day it comes out, the price increases tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It is currently and has been at $67 a month, which has been just an insane steal for a long time for how much value is in it. So I'm increasing it to $97 a month. So if you want in, I highly recommend doing it now, because that way you'll be able to save yourself $30 a month. And once you lock in your price as a member, you'll never have that price increased on you. So once you sign up, as long as you remain a member, you are going to continue to pay just $67 a month for so much amazing training and support and guidance and really taking you through my six-figure wedding business roadmap. So if that sounds like something that would be of interest to you, go over to theweddingbusinesscollective.com. You can sign up there. And like I said, sign up before Thursday the 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and you'll save yourself some money. And who doesn't love doing that? And I can't wait to work with you and help you grow your business in 2022. Now, speaking of 2022, we are in the time of year where we're looking at goals and thinking about, what did I accomplish this year? What do I want to accomplish next year? And there are some really big reasons why wedding pros, business people, just human beings alike don't reach their goals. Reason number one is they didn't take the time to review. So the first day of our challenge, and something I've always taught inside the Wedding Business Collective when we're talking about planning, which, by the way, we usually do 2 planning workshops a year together, and we've decided that we're going to do them quarterly. So if you join us, you'll get one of those planning workshops at the end of the first quarter of 2022 and every quarter after that, because that's what the members needed, and I'm all about shaping the membership to fit what the members need. So a big part of this is, before we look to the future, we have to look to the past. And a lot of people, I get, feel like this is something that takes too much time, something they don't want to do. But let me give you the light at the end of the tunnel here. This is a massive shortcut. And it's a massive shortcut because you have tried and tested and done so many things in your business that you have just endless amounts of information and data just sitting there waiting for you to use it. So let's say you have been consistently posting on Instagram and following a particular strategy that you had. Well, is that working for you or is it not working for you? And we want to ask ourselves that, because the goal here isn't to just do more stuff. It's to do more of what's working and less of what isn't. And if it's not working, you don't want to wait until you get to the end of the year and, you know, finally come up for air and realize that you've just spent 12 months doing something that doesn't work. Instead, you know, you can spend 90 days testing something, spend 3 months, and then check the pulse, see how it's doing, and then decide, do you need to change it? Do you need to quit doing it altogether? So there's probably things in your business that you need to quit doing altogether. And this is a big part of why we do this review, because you can't add on more things without clearing space. And too often, I see wedding pros doing this and it leads to overwhelm. You know, they've been marketing on Pinterest. They've been marketing on Instagram. They've been doing bridal shows. They've been working on getting referrals. And on top of that, now they're going to add TikTok. Now they're going to add all of these other things. No, we can't do that. We're human beings. You have to prune what isn't working. Tweak what isn't working, but that you think could be working. Maybe if your Instagram strategy isn't working, but you know that your ideal clients are using Instagram, well, maybe you just need to tweak the strategy. Maybe it's a very small change. Maybe you start doing a reel each week in addition to what you're already doing, or you cut back a little bit what you're doing and add a reel. Maybe you'll get better results that way, but you don't know that unless you stop to kind of formulate an experiment, run the experiment, and then check the results. We're too often like the mad scientist just like running around mixing shit together, and it's exploding and it's making a mess, and we don't know what caused what to happen. So we can't learn from it. So we just keep doing the same shit over and over and over again and making the same mistakes. When instead, if you stop to review and look at, okay, what worked, what didn't work, and what can I learn from that? Does that mean I need to change something? Does that mean I'm not targeting my ideal client well enough? Does that mean I need to change my messaging? Does that mean I need to be more consistent? Does that mean, actually, now that I've done my ideal client research, which you'll learn to do in the Wedding Business Collective, we show you exactly how to figure out where your ideal client is, what they need to hear from you, so you can craft marketing to give them exactly what they need. It makes marketing so much easier that way. So once you have that, you know, you can say, well, I know they're there. I know that this is a place that is going to make sense, but so something else is wrong. So maybe it's consistency. Maybe you're not showing up consistently enough. Great. That's a problem we can solve. But just, I don't know, nothing's working and I'm surrounded by explosions is not a problem that any of us can solve. So you want to make sure that you stop and look back and look at what worked and what didn't work. And too often we look at the things that work and we leave them alone. And that's such a lost opportunity. We try to salvage the things that don't work. We put a bunch of time and effort and money into that. What if instead you put that time and effort and money into things that were already working? Maybe referrals are killing it for you. What if you could get 10% more referrals or 20% more referrals? I mean, it's not going to take that much extra work to amp it up just that little bit. Let's take what's already working and get more out of it, and take what's not working and either change it or get rid of it. That is one of the big, big backbones of the Create Your Overwhelm Squashing Marketing Plan course in the Wedding Business Collective, is we don't just pick places to show up and post things. This all has a strategy. It's all based on your ideal client, and you check to see how it's doing. You check to see where do I need to make changes, and then you strategically, carefully make those changes. Like when you're cooking and you taste it and it's like, this isn't quite right, I think it needs more salt. Okay, so you add more salt. You don't just dump the whole spice rack in there because it doesn't taste right. But that's what we do with our marketing. The second reason why I see a lot of wedding pros not reaching their goals is they treat their goals like wishes business pants on. So they just say, I want to make this much money, or I want to book this amount of weddings, or I want to get down to working this many hours. And then they literally do nothing to get there. They just say, I want this, and then that's the end. You can't do that if you want to reach your goals. If you really want to reach your goals, you have to focus on something called the leading indicators for your goal. So I think about leading indicators and lagging indicators as like a series of dominoes that you have set up in a row. And the lagging indicator is the thing that happens, the end result that you can't really control. Like revenue. You don't control if someone pays you, but you can control some things further up on that stretch of dominoes. And those first couple of dominoes are your leading indicators. So the example I was giving for people in the challenge, and that you may have heard me give in the Facebook group this week, is if you want more referrals, you can't make people give you more referrals, but you can try to do certain things that influence them that are more strategic. So what can you control in this situation? Well, you can control how many people you reach out to have a call with about how you can help one another. You can control how many styled shoots you plan as collaborative events during the year. You can control how many networking events you go to in a month. You can control, if you're showing up on Instagram each day and strategically interacting with the people whose radar you want to be on. Are you sharing their stuff? Are you commenting on things? Are you staying active? Are you being helpful in their posts? That makes a big difference. And we don't think about the small, well, sometimes small, I guess putting together a styled shoot isn't all that small, but the smaller incremental steps we can take every day in order to reach our goals. So it's this idea of compounding. If you put $1 in an investment fund every day, all of a sudden, you're going to have a lot in there. It's going to take a while. It's going to take some time to add up, but it adds up exponentially because you're getting returns on your investment. It's not just the money that you put into it. So I want you to think about that, like brushing your teeth every day. Like people's teeth don't go to shit overnight. It takes not doing the daily steps or just having bad genetics. And if that's you, that sucks. I'm sorry. But it's the little things we do every single day that allow us to control the outcome, or better control the outcome, because you're never 100% in control of the outcome, but you can influence the outcome. So what leading indicators are you going to focus on? And then how can you turn those leading indicators into success habits for yourself? And I look at success habits as both things you need to do, those incremental things you need to do to reach your goals, and the guardrails that you need to keep yourself from careening off the cliff. Now, we all have unique destructive behaviors that we tend to do that take us off track. And you know what those things are for yourself. You know the ways that you tend to fall off when you fail at reaching a goal. And that's great because that tells you, okay, I need to build a guardrail there to make sure I don't go off at that turn. Those success habits are the little things, you know, making sure that you're doing these things on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. As we talked about in the challenge and that comes up all the time in the Wedding Business Collective, it's your reviews, you know, doing your weekly CEO date, doing your monthly review, those little habits and sitting down and planning each week so that you are intentional about how you spend your time are going to make you so much more likely to reach your goals because they keep you on track. They keep you on the road that you're supposed to be on that leads you to your goals. You're not, you know, careening off a cliff. You're not taking crazy turns off into like, you know, off-road attractions that we have all over America that I love. But, you know, you're not pulling off to see the world's biggest lemon. You don't need to do that right now. We need to keep you on the road. We need to keep you focused. And success habits, which is my number three reason why most wedding pros don't reach their goals, are really, really important. So what habits do you need to put in place? There is a quote, and I'm probably going to mangle it, by the author of a book called Atomic Habits. I think his name is James Clear. And it's basically, we don't rise to the level of our goals. We fail to the level of our systems. So what can you do to create a system, to create a habit that makes it so that even when you mess up, you still get, you know, those things done? Those things become habitual for you. So an example he gives in the book is, you know, if you tend to get out of bed and then you start making excuses about why you're not going to go for a run, put your shoes right next to your bed on the floor as a visual reminder of what you said you were going to do, what you're supposed to do. I've even seen people, like, I go to bed in my gym clothes. So I wake up and I just go. That is the kind of little habit you can put in place, a little system you can put in place for yourself to basically trick yourself. I mean, so much of what we need to do to be successful is tricking ourselves. It's funny because what the version of you wants now and the version of you in the moment, what they want, it's probably something like, you know, a cheeseburger to go to sleep. You don't want to go do the work that you decided that you wanted to do. And if you're having a rough day, if you're tired, if you're just getting distracted, those habits help you stay on track. Are they foolproof? No. But if you can fall to the level of those systems like 50% of the time instead of just not doing anything, that's huge. That makes a gigantic difference. So the fourth and final reason why wedding pros don't reach their goals is they don't break down their goals. So I told you before about like just setting them up as wishes. But what we really covered on day four of the challenge is breaking these down. And we cover this in the Wedding Business Collective too. This is a really key part of planning your work, making sure you're getting done what you need to get done. And we incorporate it into creating your marketing plan as well. Because you can't take action on these big things. You have to break them down into smaller steps. So you have your goals for the year. What are you going to accomplish in the first 90 days for each of those goals or for each of those areas of focus in your business in order to move closer to them? So now we're going to move it back 30 days. What has to happen at the 60-day mark or by the 60-day mark in order to allow you to do what you said you wanted to do by the 90-day mark? And then take it back again to 30 days. And then we take it back to weekly. What do you need to do the first week of the first month to allow you to do something the second week of the second month that will allow you to move on with your 90-day plan and then on a daily basis. This gives your work so much more meaning and intentionality because when you take the time to break this down into, okay, these are the milestones I'm going to hit at 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. This is what I'm going to have done. Okay, so that means that during the first week of the first month, I need to get this done. Okay, now I can go schedule that. I can set aside the time and I know it's going to get done because it's in my calendar and I'm going to treat it like an appointment with a client. That's how stuff actually gets done as opposed to just, I want to be found more on Google. I wish my SEO was better. Like, that's not going to do anything. We both know that. So instead, you know, what are you going to do in 90 days to improve that? And then 60 days, 30 days, and then we're going to break it down on a weekly and daily basis for yourself so that, you know, next Tuesday, you need to do this particular thing. And it is so nice to have the CEO version of yourself lay out a schedule and a plan for the worker bee version of yourself. Your work is going to get so much easier and so much less overwhelming because what most people do is they try to be the CEO and the worker bee at the same time. When you're sitting down to work on something, this is not the time where you should be figuring out what you're supposed to be doing. You know, how you're going to do this, why you're doing this. Like all the strategy, all the planning should already be in place. So you can just focus and work on what you need to work on. And being able to separate that CEO version of yourself into specific time. And this can be like a half hour a week. It doesn't have to be that much time. And the worker bee version of yourself, where you're actually doing the work, it just makes you so much more productive. Because if CEO you doesn't tell worker bee you what to do, well, you better believe worker bee you is going to find a bunch of stuff to fill up that time to feel busy, but nothing is actually getting accomplished. You're just flitting around from thing to thing. And I'm sure you've done this. I've done this. I've had days like this. And it's like, what did I realistically accomplish? Nothing. Okay, we need to make some changes. So those are the four big reasons why wedding pros don't reach their goals. If you have goals for yourself that you want to make sure you meet next year, if you really want to step into being more intentional with what you're doing and making sure that you are on track to build that six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time. And maybe that means, you know, you're starting to delegate things. You're starting to get help so you're not the only one doing it. I invite you to come join the Wedding Business Collective. It is the home of my six-figure wedding business roadmap. There's over $5,000 worth of trainings in there. Of course, we have our roadmap that leads you through each one so you don't get distracted, you don't get overwhelmed, you know what you're supposed to work on. We've done the CEO thinking for you so worker you can get in there and start working through these courses. We have our monthly mastermind calls where not just me, but other members are there to help you troubleshoot and figure out what's going on, what you can change, what you can take action on to deal with whatever it is that you're struggling with. We have our monthly Get It Done days, which are our virtual co-working days that really help address the fact that we don't have a boss looking over our shoulder telling us that's due today. I need that. So this really helps with that accountability piece. And we have our monthly member makeovers where once a month I record my screen and I go page by page through one member's website looking at, okay, who are you trying to attract and why might that person not inquire so that you know exactly what to change on your website so that you can get more inquiries this season, more inquiries from your ideal clients, from the people you actually want to work with. And of course, we have our community full of amazing wedding pros of all different types, from DJs to florists to officiants to planners to you name it, they're in there. And it is such a kind and helpful and supportive community. There are no stupid questions in that community. Everyone has been where you are. Everyone has made mistakes, and they are more than willing to share how you cannot make that mistake in the future. Then, you know, at least it puts that learning to use so they feel better about it. We all love to do that. So if you are interested, come check it all out, theweddingbusinesscollective.com. We'd love for you to join. It's a membership. It is month to month, so you don't have to make any sort of commitment to an extended period of time. Stay as long as it's useful for you. We've had members that have been in there for years. We have members who come for a few months, get what they need, and leave. Totally up to you. You can cancel in a couple clicks. But like I said up at the top, the price is increasing. So make sure that you join us this week. Make sure you join before Thursday, December 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific, when the price will be increasing. It's currently just $67 a month. It's going up to $97 a month, which quite honestly is still such a good deal. But if you can get in for $30 less a month, why not? So head over to theweddingbusinesscollective.com. If you have any questions for me about, you know, is the Wedding Business Collective going to be a good fit for you? Is it going to have this? Is it going to have that? Feel free to email me. I'm Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com. Or you can DM me on Instagram. I'm evolveyourweddingbusiness. I am more than happy to tell you whether I think you're going to be a good fit or not. Because if you're not and you join and you're not happy, well, I'm not happy. I want to make sure everyone that joins is the best fit for it. So with that, I will wrap up this episode. You can find the show notes at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/207. I hope to see you inside the Wedding Business Collective. And again, if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to ask. I'll speak to you again very soon.